Full speed hornpipe there.
Full steam? Was it too fast?
I don't quite own that last one yet, so I was a bit overwhelmed.
Sorry about that. I kind of overwhelmed myself, but to be honest with you. But I'll try. Yeah, so, you know, the hornpipe, again, the hornpipes are hard to play really, really slow. But let's go back to some jigs, because I remember playing this. I don't know if I forgot to put these jigs on the list. Let me see.
So every.
I think I did.
Wednesday afternoon.
Hang on, let me see. I'm looking at the right list. Hang on. Ah. I didn't put these on the list, but we're going to play them anyway. Sorry to throw them at you at the last minute. So I actually printed them out because I wanted to play them, and then I forgot to put them on the bloody list. But I remember the last time I played this, Lark on the Strand, I played it with James Kelly. And I was just thinking of poor James. You know, I don't know if you know that James had a bad fall a few weeks ago. And James is a wallpaper hanger by trade, and he fell off the ladder and did some pretty serious damage to his hand and arm, and had to have surgery. So he's going to be out of action playing for quite some time. But anyway, so we've got the Lark on the Strand and Tatterjack Walsh, which I think a lot of you would know. So for those of you with guitars, the Lark and the Strangers in G, and strangely enough, Tattoo Jack Walsh is also in G. It's a very famous key change in Irish music right there. G to G. Okay. There you go. Lark and the Strand and Tatter Jack Walsh.